Hi, Brad.
Hi, Ryan.
And how you doing?
Good morning and good afternoon to you, so we know we can dispense with all those preliminaries, huh?
Sure. You want to get right to the point? Well, the point is number 10, what Jesus is teaching, number 10. Yeah, we're talking about vibrational frequency reconstruction. I don't know. Did you draw any conclusions about this article, or do you have some thoughts? Because I sure do. I mean...
Oh, good. No, fire away. I, frankly, I did. I knew you had told me you were going to do a recording of number 10. So I did look at it, and frankly, I thought, holy mackerel. Help me with this one, Spirit, because it's not even getting to me. I hope some of the audience got it. How about you? Did you get something out of it?
Well, I think I did. Here's what I got. I got that you can reconstruct vibrationally anytime simply by connecting back up to source, shifting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That I remember came loud and clear. And, of course, what I was thinking at the time I was writing, oh, wow. It was a way... I thought he was sharing with me how to view bringing back somebody from the dead to life.
Oh,
and,
okay. I mean, that's shifting vibrational frequency too, right? I agree with that. Yeah.
That particular vein of it didn't come through for me, and that's all. That's what I meant. So, well, anyway, tell me what it did for you. I need inspiration. And you know, that's funny. I just want to take one second. I've been writing in this vein for about 14 years, and it amazes me how often people will get more out of what I've written than what I got, and it takes me a year or two and say, oh, my word, you know. And, for example, I'm reading the book, the cover of which you designed or put in a photograph on with the hand, open hand with the fingers and the spark in between the thumb and the forefinger, and it's called Fourth Dimension. That book is so rich. It's like so many things I've written. I couldn't have written this. You know, it's just alive for me. You know, now, 3 years after you published it. And so when I say I don't know squat, and there are a lot of people that are a lot smarter than I am. This isn't humility. I tend to be slow in the conscious realm. That's okay, because I've got access to the creator of the universe, and stuff pours out of me that even I don't understand.
Yeah, and I'm still working on understanding, too.
Yeah. So give me the exciting part now that I've interrupted after I invited you to say something good to me.
Well, no, you've totally distracted me. One of the comments you make in the article is shifting energy to that which produces life. And so, you know, a lot of the times, if I look back at the doctrines or belief systems that I used and I thought were extremely supporting at the time, I find that they don't necessarily produce life, and they actually focus on producing death. So for example, one of those is the concept of heaven and hell. It's very much death focused, and it's about what happens after. What happens after we're done, when we can actually produce life, right now, right here, in the moment, simply by shifting our energy and focus off of a belief system that is about death. And don't get me wrong, I'm not passing any judgment on that belief system. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I don't know those things. Like you say, I don't know squat. But a focus on it or a reliance on that particular belief system to make decisions in your life tends to bring about a focus on death rather than a focus on life. So that's my thought. That's kind of what I got from your article. And I can instantly reconstruct that frequency or that focus simply by one of the things that tools that you and I use a lot is the what now tool, which interrupts the pattern of whatever it is that I'm hanging on to in the moment. The other one would be to quiet myself and just be grateful. I mean, there's tons of tools to shift your frequency. And by letting go of polarized points of view, I tend to be able to be more creative in thought and action and more loving and all that sort of stuff. So I found this article extremely valuable, and I hope our readers do too.
Well, it's to me, it's one of those things that amazed me because the focus in Christianity, certainly, and not only Christianity, Islam also is after this life, this life, there's an afterlife. And when it's not an afterlife, and of course I got that from Jesus. He said, stop going looking for or saying it's here or it's there. And if anybody tells you that, it's a lie, because, heaven is within you. Wow. And he also said that he abolished death. He came, to bring abundant life. If there was an enemy, which nobody wants to acknowledge that either, which amazes me always, but, that the enemy comes with one purpose, it's a twofold purpose, to steal our faith and to put us to death. And he came to bring life, and that more abundantly. And we have all the success gurus around and the New Age and everybody else that mirror those words, that say those words, and the religious deny them. Oh, that's bad, that's wrong, and good grief. So what you just said was on the side of the New Agers and Jesus.
Well, I don't know that there's a side. There's a right side and a wrong side. And I think what happens
both.
When people hang on to points of view, it can be limiting. And that's another thing I got from your article. Singularity or singular points of view are limiting. Right? It's like,
yeah, they really are.
I can stand and face in one direction, or I can see what's all around me. And when I see what's all around me, it expands my perception of what's happening in the moment. I mean, that's just it's not a metaphor. It's a reality of our experience. And to shift from that, all we have to do is let go of the point of view that we have right now. So, shifting.
Love it.
Valuable. Yeah.
But hey, you made my article come to life for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the next one, too. So thanks for your time today, and hopefully people get more out of the article, and I'm glad you did, too.
Yeah, well, thank you. You helped me, and I really appreciate your calling and following through, and I guess if not before, I'll see you next week.
You bet. Bye, buddy.
Meanwhile, I got more to send you.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Yeah, love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Five minutes?